May we never take for granted, even though Sunday after Sunday and sometimes day after day, Lord, we read, we pray, we think about Jesus coming and his dying on the cross, rising again to bring us life. We do not take it for granted. Today, in corporate unity, Lord, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for loving us and providing our greatest need. And we ask for your blessings and your presence with us this day. And we give you glory and praise, all of it, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Forgive me for scheduling this song with Robbie gone. It's a banjo song. And Dorothy, is Dorothy here? Lewis. Lewis used to say, concerning the elders in our meetings when one was gone, one monkey don't stop no show. And this isn't a show. This is a service. And Robbie's surely not a monkey, but we'll do this the best we can.
Some quiet morning when this life is over, fly away to a home much less to shore. This life have grown, I'll fly away. To the prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. My Jesus in the sky, I'll fly away.
Wow.
We stand and lift up our hands. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he? And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. How great, how awesome is he, and together we sing, everyone sing. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Me as you find me, all my fears and failures, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. singing for the glory of the risen King. Get your lights up, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. He's Jesus. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave.
Yes,
Jesus conquered the grave.
Amen. Thank you.
Conquered the grave. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you conquered the grave. Hallelujah. Thank you that you moved mountains. Thank you, Lord, that you make a way when there seems to be no way. Bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Death cannot hold you. The veil tore before you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Precious Lord, I praise you today. In a world that's teetering and tottering on the brink of destruction, you are our rock.
Yes, you are.
You are our hope.
Yes.
Our faith is in thee alone. And though the world might be in shambles, Christ is still Lord.
Amen.
Our hope is.
Yes.
Whatever comes, whatever happens, give us the grace and the faith to keep on keeping on. No matter in the face of death, let us smile and say, I want to go home with you.
Yes.
God have mercy. Bless your church. Revive your people.
Yes, Lord.
Purify us, O Lord.
Seated. Well, it's good to be back after being gone for a while, and there are a lot of things that we need to cover rather quickly today, and if I can remember, I'll try to get going with that. First of all, I was asked to bring you an update on the Kelly family. It was our privilege to spend about 8 or 9 days with Mike and Dolores. That was a joy, as it always is. Dolores is physically having difficulty. Her walking is not the best. She needs help and needs a walker. And her short-term memory is not doing real well. But one thing that hasn't changed, she smiles, she laughs, she's pleasant, and she's positive, and it's the same personality of love and encouragement that all of us came to know through the years. So I bring you that update from them. Also, Brother Jeremiah is with us this morning, and then he's going to be taking off and coming back, and next Sunday he'll be sharing the word. He said the thing when he travels, he doesn't usually get to hear the local preacher. And after today, he may decide that that's a good plan, but today he is going to be blessed by being in our midst and just being a welcome guest. And Jeremiah, it's good to see you, my brother. The other thing I want to call attention to is the Mercer Area Family Enrichment and Wellness is sponsoring a youth camp the week of October 9 through 13. That's during fall break. And there's a little more update. In fact, on our back table, there's a bulletin, a poster board with items that they need for the camp, much like we did with Adina's list for Mexico. If you'd be willing to provide those things that are needed for the youth camp, please do so. And there's a plastic tub where you can bring them. And we don't have much time because that begins a week from tomorrow. Also, some volunteers are needed to help, just be there to help supervise these kids. They're anticipating about 40 or so. There's a sign-up sheet with little slots there. And then if you volunteer, there's a big white piece, 8.5 by 11, that says volunteer information. They do need to have your information. All of this can be handled, and I'll be willing to help you. David Settle will be able to help you. And Vance Smith, of course, can be contacted about any specifics. And if you would like to give money in lieu of those items, just make a check to the church and put in the memo, youth camp. Our church has already agreed to help sponsor the cost of the camp, so any additions will be for these materials that are needed. The annual fall festival is coming up in a couple of weeks. We could only get our facility on the 15th, a little sooner than we wished, but we are going to take advantage of that from 4 to 8 p.m. out at the Anderson Dean Park. And this year, a little bit different, in addition to the normal food and games, and we're going to feature a thing called The Church's Got Talent, based on America's Got Talent. So if you sing, play an instrument, fiddle, yodel, can dance, whatever it might be, that's what we're looking for. We've got hidden talent, I know, and there are going to be a few surprises. So don't be shy. Bring your talent and let us have a good time together. Mark your calendar and save the date. That's Sunday afternoon, October 15th. The Saturday before that is set, in addition to our elders and deacons meeting, for a church work day, and we've got several projects which we can use help from men, women, boys, and girls. And after the elders and deacons meeting around 9:30, we'll begin work on some projects around the property. Please come and help if at all possible. And please know your help is always appreciated. Also, ongoing need for teachers and helpers. And then follow up on hurricane relief. One of the things that came about, it wasn't just one hurricane, not just two. The hurricanes kept coming. So in addition to any specific things any of you might like to do, we've decided that our best way of distributing in the most needed areas is to distribute through Samaritan's Purse. So anyone who would like to give specifically to that, again, the church check with the memo for hurricane relief. And so that's how we plan to handle that. Have I forgotten something that somebody told me to mention? David?
Yes, Emmeline asked me to ask this about giving cash for this. And
I just covered.
Well, you said check.
Or cash in an envelope.
Cash, you know. I mentioned to Emmeline about putting it in something, but she just wanted to give cash and make sure Vance got it. And Emily, if you want to do that, I'll take the cash, make sure Vance gets the cash and everything.
So now we know, Emily, you're giving cash. We will hold you to that. David, that's the way to put them on the spot. You know, it's the... Dave, Kent, wait.
Just for general information, the... volunteers that are needed for this year fair that's coming up that Vance is supporting, that's not going to be an all-day affair. Sometimes as little as a half an hour would be all that would be required. So,
yes. If you look at that sign-up sheet back there, you'll see there are slots for different things like helping in crafts or reading to children, doing those things, right?
We don't need you to speak in the mic so we can hear you necessarily. It's for those that aren't here. We have a podcast, and some people follow that. And so they miss out on the announcements if you don't wait for the mic to come to you. So that's why we do that.
Thank you, Rob.
That is the reason.
I have a prayer request.
Yes.
The 22nd of September, my daughter Dee Dee had about a 5 or 6 hour surgery. And we thought that everything was going okay. She had to come home, but she went for her follow-up on Thursday and developed severe pain. They sent her straight to the emergency room thinking that she had a kidney stone, which she didn't. And she spent the night, and now they think that she has a blood clot, which really concerns me. She's still in severe pain, but she is at home now. But I know she'd appreciate everybody's prayers.
Yes, let's remember to pray for Dee Dee in our prayer time today as well as ongoing. Leanne.
Shay just had her baby, and she had a C-section. So if you'll keep her in her prayers, because she's still sore and tender. Her baby, my grandbaby's name is Amai. She has a club foot. She's had some bleeding that she shouldn't be having. They're doing blood work and thyroid tests. She's had 2 thyroid tests, and she's supposed to have 1 more. Shay really doesn't understand exactly what's going on, so I don't know exactly what to tell you all, except just to keep them in your prayers, please.
Amen. We will do that, and we were aware through the prayer chain of some of those things. Okay. All right. Well, if you would, please, Sue Ann.
I just want to thank everybody for praying. This time last week, we got the news my son was really, really sick, and the doctor didn't give him much hope. But I knew a Jesus. And immediately I asked Mona to send the word out to pray. We got the best bunch of ladies in our Bible study group. I just want you to know. Yesterday, he went home.
Praise the Lord.
He still has some issues, but I know that God's going to work them out too. So I just want to thank everybody, and I just love everybody. Just want you to know that.
Thank you, Suzanne. We're glad to have that good news about your son, Joseph. Let's just bow for a moment and lift up these requests before the Lord before we do our Bible study questions and any other activities. But if you may have it on your heart to lift up a prayer at this time, please do so.
Father, we just thank you for the day. We thank you for the beautiful weather we have. And we thank you for being in your house this morning. Lord, we lift up all the people in Puerto Rico right now that are going through a whole lot of hard times.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you so much for meeting that need last week for that couple that was having a problem with utilities, Father, above and beyond as you moved on the hearts of your people to demonstrate love to a couple and a family they didn't even know. And I just thank you so much that that need was met above and beyond. Thank you so much, God. You're so good.
Father, you've heard in this small assembly this morning the requests and the needs and the concerns for healing. We know, Father, that not only is your ear open to that which is spoken aloud, but your ear is open to those things that are quietly and silently on people's hearts, and we commit all those into your hands as well. We rejoice with those who rejoice, and Father, as best we can, we weep with those who weep. We empathize with their feeling. We thank you above all that you are the great empathizer who knows all about us and cares about us. And Father, we thank you for that comfort and that assurance. We ask you to meet all these needs according to your riches and according to your will and purpose. Continue to lead us and guide us this day, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We did have our Wednesday Bible study resume Wednesday night, and this is the section of Scripture that we covered. But before we did that, we had some birthdays. That's all right. Remembering Shay, not only in prayer for the baby and things that are going on, her birthday is coming up tomorrow, so happy birthday to her. And Tuesday, the 3rd, anniversary to Stan and Nona Johnson. Happy anniversary on Tuesday. And I think that may be it on birthdays and anniversaries. And now if we can come to the Bible study questions, we'll look at the ones that we covered Wednesday night. Okay. We dealt with a really hard section of Scripture dealing with governments and God's laws and man's laws, but why should we submit to the ordinances or institutions of man? For the Lord's sake, it's His will, so we are blessed if we do that within the reason of not violating God's laws. What does Peter say is put to silence by doing good? The ignorance of foolish people. Question number 3. How should Christian liberty be used? As servants of God. Number 4. Is submission to be rendered to only good and gentle masters? No. You can see why this was a very difficult, thought-provoking series of Scripture. I can't go into all the details and the great discussions we had, but it was well worth exploring. Christ's example leads us to do what? To follow His steps by His grace and power as best we can. And how does Peter describe the one to whom the stray sheep have returned? The shepherd and overseer of our souls. So in this week's bulletin, you have questions for the next section of Scripture, which we'll be studying Wednesday night in our Bible study. And we invite you, for those who are not able to be out and a part of that, to just use that as your own Bible study in your own time and in your own home. So we're very, very glad for all who can be out and join us. You're all welcome. We eat together at 6 o'clock and have our Bible study at 7. So please know that you're welcome for that. If I haven't forgotten anything, or if we've covered everything that kind of pertains to the church body this morning, dismiss the children to Children's Church, and along with their workers, and I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us in another season of worship. So you are dismissed at Children's Church at this time.
If you're comfortable doing so, stand as we sing.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious under, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. I was lost in utter darkness till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone. Come now, Fount, come now, King, come now, precious Prince of Peace. Here, your bride, to you we sing. Come now, Fount of our blessing. Come now, Fount, come now, King, come now, precious Prince of Peace. Here, your bride, to you we sing. Come now, Fount of our blessing. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Come thou Fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hail your bride, to you we sing. Come thou Fount of our blessing. Come thou Fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hail your bride, to you we sing. Come thou Fount of our blessing. Lost in utter darkness till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less in Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love. Hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone. Weak made strong in Savior's love. shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne.
Testimony, everyone overcome.
give our praise, for you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name, for you overcame.
As you remain standing, Brother Jeremiah, would you come and stand by me to pray for the message and the rest of the service?
Father, we come before your throne. We say this day you alone are worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Father, as mm-hmm. your men stand to lift up your name, Lord, he is like priest that lifting up the ark. Lord, we ask your presence. Lord, as you speak to us, open our hearts to receive your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeremiah. You may be seated.